How's it going, guys? Difficult question, gastro step one, medium difficulty question, internal medicine surgery, 2CK, 6-year-old man, 3-month history, burning his throat after meals, hypertension, type 2 diabetes mellitus, blood pressure 150 over 90, HbA1c 12%, greater than 6.5 is diabetes mellitus. Physical exam shows impairment at pinpoint discrimination up to the knees, occasionally experiences fainting, smells with standing up quickly. Question wants to know next specific diagnosis. Let's just hop through choice A. 24-hour pH monitoring, wrong fucking answer. When we are diagnosing gastroesophageal reflux disease, which this is not, GERD, and I'll explain that as we move through the question. We will normally do a two-week trial of PPIs as the answer, both diagnostic and therapeutic. If the question forces you to choose between a PPI and H2 blocker, you're going to choose the PPI, which is more efficacious. There's one question on one of the surgery forms where they have two-week trial of H2 blocker as the answer, but they don't have PPIs listed. Now, if the patient fails the two-week trial of the PPI or has a more equivocal presentation, i.e. nocturnal cough or recurrent aspiration pneumonitis, patient can go on to have a 24-hour pH monitor. Only seen it correct maybe once across all the 2CK forms combined. It's usually a wrong answer choice. In this case, wrong fucking answer. Choice B, barium swallow, wrong fucking answer. So two main use cases, US simile. The first is going to be Zenker diverticulum, which is going to be usually a male over 50 who's overweight, who has regurgitation of undigested food, gurgling sounds when swallowing, halitosis, maybe only about a third of vignettes. And you'll know it's not esophageal adenocarcinoma because if they want cancer, they're going to give you dysphagia to solids that progresses is a key word, that progresses to solids and liquids, or they'll give you dysphagia to solids on a background of heavy smoking alcohol, which would be squamous cell carcinoma esophagus, or background of GERD, which would be adenocarcinoma esophagus, and you go straight to endoscopy for suspected adenocarcinoma or suspected cancer in general. You're not going to do a barium first. So that's the first use case, so Zenker. The second use case is going to be the first step in diagnosis for achalasia before you do esophageal manometry, I'd say, which is a pressure study. I'd say two-thirds of US simile questions will have manometry as the answer, where they've already shown you the barium with the bird's beak appearance. Achalasia is going to be loss of the myenteric plexus, loss of NO3 neurons in the LES, which is going to lead to increased tone, okay? So they might omit the barium swallow as part of the question, or they'll already show it to you and they want manometry as the answer. There's a 2CK question where they force you to choose between barium and manometry as a first step for achalasia, and the answer is barium. Choice B, wrong fucking answer. Choice C, endoscopy, correct answer. Now, some of you probably thought the answer was D. It's not. I'll explain. Diagnosis is not GERD. It's diabetic gastroparesis, which can present in a myriad of ways. So if you get what sounds like GERD on a background of poor diabetes, and another poor meaning super elevated HbA1c, there can be significant peripheral neuropathy, which we gave you here. There can be overflow incontinence, which I didn't mention, but US simile likes to mention that. I gave you dysautonomia, okay, so patients fainting with standing up, so inability to contract the peripheral arterioles appropriately with sympathetic activation. So patient has either poor glycemic control and or fairly significant diabetes with neuropathy, and they want diabetic gastroparesis. Now, I said it can be GERD in this type of presentation. It can also be diarrhea or constipation. Okay, so it can be diarrhea if you have loss of the hypogastric nerves in the bowel. It can be constipation if you have loss of the pelvic splanchnic nerves. I've made other clips on this stuff. I talked about my GI PDF, which I'll link down below. You can read all about it. But the first step is going to be endoscopy. Holy shit, because you're going to rule out a physical obstruction. After you do the endoscopy and it's negative, you're going to go on to do a gastric emptying scintigraphic assay, which will show delayed gastric emptying. So I mention this because you get a lot of students who, OMG, they hop on gastric emptying scintigraphy instantaneously, and it's wrong fucking answer. It's going to be endoscopy first, okay? So you just got to be careful. So for diabetic gastroparesis, you're going to do smaller meals as treatment, and you can also use metoclopramide, which is a D2 antagonist but also has serotonergic effects. And you can use erythromycin, which sounds weird, 50S ribosomal subunit antibiotic, but it's also a motilin receptor agonist and can have efficacy in the treatment. So let's just hop through the final answer choice here. Manometry, wrong fucking answer. As I mentioned before, this is going to be the confirmatory test for achalasia after barium swallow is performed. Choice E, wrong fucking answer. You know the deal. I'm going to make more content. If you like my stuff, subscribe my channel. Appreciate your time. That's it.